It seems safe to say that the world is in a healthcare moment between the focus on the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccination. So, when tech giant Microsoft decided to join the healthcare conversation with its recent acquisition of Nuance Communications, that caught our attention, not just because of the size of the deal, which is $19.7 billion, but also because Nuance Communications is Burlington-based. They focus on artificial intelligence software, think speech recognition, for example. Hiawatha Bray is a technology writer for the business section for the Boston Globe. He joins us now for an update on that acquisition and some other interesting developments in the local tech sector. Welcome back, Hiawatha.
Oh, glad to be here.
So let's start with this acquisition. You wrote that it would make Microsoft pretty much the provider of speech-based artificial intelligence to the world's biggest companies, particularly healthcare, which is big here. What's the impact?
Yeah. I don't know if it'll make them the provider, but it's going to certainly put them in a position to try to become the provider. They really are very interested in healthcare, especially with some of the amazing new services that that Nuance has been rolling out in recent years. One of the most interesting is one that Microsoft singled out, and they predict that this one particular service could develop a global market as great as $500 billion. It's an amazing size for a market, and you can see why they want to be into it. And what they're talking about is this technology that Nuance is rolling out that allows a doctor to sit in his office and, in the middle of a consultation, simply talk to the patient. And microphones inside the office are listening to what doctor and patient are saying and generating a complete report on the visit, talking about all the various symptoms that the patient is describing, automatically recognizing possible treatments that the doctor might want to consider, possible drugs that the doctor might want to prescribe, all of this information filed in a logical format so that the doctor only has to review it after the session and then make sure everything is correct and then just file it. Right now, doctors around the world have to sit in front of a computer or hold a clipboard and do all of this by hand, putting everything in the right little areas on the screen or the right checking the right box on a piece of paper. This is piece of software that's supposed to do it all automatically, just two people talking. And not only that, it means you not only could do that in the doctor's office, but now, as we all know, there is a huge move toward telemedicine where people are not even showing up and doing virtual doctor visits. This is perfect for virtual doctor visits. All of the information being exchanged between doctor and patient automatically being recorded, sorted, categorized, possible treatment options automatically suggested by the computer. It's absolutely amazing what they're trying to do, and they're already rolling this technology out. Now, Microsoft, of course, is worldwide.
I want to ask you a question, though, because in hearing you, I'm picturing this. You're giving a very clear picture of how this is going to work. Are our privacy laws up to snuff on this?
Well, that's not really a challenge for that. I mean, after all, you're already talking about sensitive medical information, which is already covered under the HIPAA privacy laws. You're absolutely right. There are already very strict laws on what can and cannot be done with this data. You're right to raise it, though, because, of course, this will all have to be done in a highly secure way, and it's all going to be happening in the cloud. That's why you've raised a really good point. Microsoft, of course, is the world's second leading cloud provider, Microsoft Azure. So all of this stuff means that all of this technology from Nuance is going to be plugged into the cloud. And so you're right that security for this is going to be very important, but medical stuff is one of the rare areas in American law where there is already, at least on paper, very strict laws about governing the protection of this data. We just have to hope that they actually do it. But this is going to be rolled out in the United States. It's going to be rolled out worldwide. It's going to be cloud-based. And the global market for this is simply gigantic. And that's why it's important for Microsoft to buy it. Because here's the interesting thing. Nuance is a hugely successful company in its field, but they're still just Nuance. They have to go knocking on people's doors trying to get them to buy their products. Microsoft's already there. They supply software to practically everybody on Earth. So Microsoft just says, oh, here's one more new service we can offer. And it's not just for medicine either. They are Nuance has spent years doing artificial intelligent analysis of voice, and they've got all kinds of new products out there that are going to allow you to do amazing things with it. For example, they've got a product for financial services companies that listens to the person on the phone. If somebody calls trying to pretend to be you, they can not only detect that your voice is wrong, they can figure out from the words you use whether or not you are the person you claim to be. And they've been working on stuff like this for years, so they're going to take some of this technology and sell it to banks, sell it to insurance companies, sell it to all kinds of retail businesses. Nuance has just done amazing work because, you know, just being able to recognize words is artificial intelligence. But nowadays, Apple, Amazon, even Microsoft make products that can do that. Nuance has gotten really good at helping computers understand what the words mean, and this deal is going to let Microsoft spread that all over the world. It could be really, really very profitable for them.
So the profitability, does that come back to Burlington? Does it create more jobs here?
I think it has to, because one of the reasons that it happened here is because Burlington and Boston in general has been a key area for the development of speech recognition technologies and artificial intelligence built around it. I mean, a lot of the work for Alexa was done around here, too. We have a lot of the best people in the world working on that field here in the Boston area. So, yeah, I think this is very good news. You know, it's depressing, though, because we're never anymore. You know, it's been decades since the Boston area was a home base to companies that did this kind of stuff. Nowadays, we create these companies, and then some giant like Google or Microsoft or somebody else comes in and buys them. Or Amazon, which, of course, came in and bought our great robot manufacturer for industrial robots or warehouse robots. That's been a good news, bad news thing. But it's kind of annoying to have the giants come in and buy these great companies instead of them becoming giants for us.
All right, so Hiawatha, we've got about just a couple minutes left. Let's talk about warehouse robots, because you want to talk a little bit about a new robot from Boston Dynamics.
Yeah, I actually want to mention two new robots, because this is really weird. You know Boston Dynamics, they got the robots with the walking around on the four legs. They were created as a military company designing robots for military use, and they're all very cool-looking and sexy. They have just gone into the unsexiest branch of the robotics business, which is robots for loading and unloading trucks in a warehouse. This new product of theirs called Stretch, and it's a really major shift in emphasis for Boston Dynamics, but it's perfectly obvious why. It sounds so boring compared to what these guys usually make, like the dancing robots we've all seen on those YouTube videos. But warehouse robotics may be boring. They're insanely profitable, or at least they are expected to be. It's believed that in 10 years, companies are going to be buying $50 billion of these things every year. And Boston Dynamics has decided they want to be in that business, and they're right to be in it. Every warehouse in the world is going to need these things. And their move into that market could be extremely lucrative for them. I also wanted to mention,
but people will lose jobs, right?
Not really. That's the interesting thing about working in warehouses. They can't keep workers. People hate working in warehouses. This is one kind of a robotic application where it's probably not going to cost a lot of jobs because most people don't want to do this work anyhow. But the other thing I
want to mention is
robot? Another company, spinoff of MIT. That is also just announced that they're making the same kind of robot, only they say theirs is better at picking up all kinds of different sized objects, boxes, small, large, different sizes, different shapes. Theirs is called Dill, and the company is called Pickle. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I've been talking to them. They're MIT guys. They're not joking.
Sorry.
And they've actually built this robot. It's the Dill robot from Pickle, and it is designed to go into the back of a truck and unload the truck. And again, it sounds insanely boring. But this is actually an incredibly hard problem for robots to figure out how to grab a little box and then a big box and then a medium-sized box. It's incredibly difficult, and they think they've figured out how to do it. And again, there's a huge market for this. So, yeah, these are both areas where the Boston area is actually sitting pretty. We're really, right now, we're the world center of warehouse robotics. We've got about five or six different companies building robots for warehouses, and it's boring, but it's very profitable.
And again, those profits, they can come back and help grow our jobs, our workforce base here.
That's the goal. Absolutely.
All right. That is Hiawatha Bray, business and technology reporter for the Boston Globe. Hiawatha, every time you come on, I think, I just love talking to this guy. We have to have him on more. So I really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Ask me anytime. Okay.